session number 24733, Reel 2.
Major Chapman, Reel 2. We were going to. I asked you how you won your decoration for rescuing someone from the mine. If you could tell the whole story in as much detail as you remember.
Well, what happened was we had a patrol that went out, and I knew the way they were going and what they were going to do and all the rest of it. You see, and I would control this patrol to a certain extent, because my signals were able to do so. Now, something happened to them, and they got in a hell of a mess.
Now, what happened to them?
Well, they got beaten, not beaten up, but they were attacked, you know what I mean, and fired on. And I wasn't happy with how things were going out there, you know what I mean? So I decided, as they didn't appear to know what the hell was going on, and I knew the ground and knew how to get out there and all the rest of it, I decided that I would take a patrol with me out to find out what was going on. And we went out a different way to what they did, because it was a little bit longer way round. But to my mind, I could come in from what the enemy was liable to come in and see whether anything had happened. And we got out there and I got them together and we got them back. Now, that's really what happened.
Some of them were in a minefield, and you rescued. So, can you tell us about that bit? You're missing that out.
Yes, they were all in a minefield. The big difference was I knew whether. Now, there were certain things that were where there were minefields. I knew that certain paths were liable to be reasonably safe. And to get them back and all the rest of it, I had to use my initiative as to how we get them back and so on. Now, it's all very well talking about, you know, walking through a minefield. The undergrowth was up to there, and you don't know what the hell it was. Well, chest high at various times, and one had been there and seen and done recce out there. So I went out there and found them foundering about and got them together and brought them back. Now, the thing was, they had to go back through my company positions, which meant that they had to be fairly well told back at the company that they were British troops and enemy walking back. Oh, there were all sorts of I'd spend hours on telling you what we did and what we didn't do. I mean, a chap would go out there and he'd lose something, or he'd possibly lose a weapon, you see, and then he'd flounder about in what was a minefield, or had been a minefield, and you're always worried that somebody was going to stand on something, you know what I mean? And you had to bring these chaps back under control, that was the main thing. And also there were other people above where we were. When I say above, because they were on the top of the hill and we were down in the bloody valley where the enemy used to come at night and all sorts of things. And you never knew whether they were going to shoot you up, you see. You must remember that as an officer in charge of a patrol like that. And they hear you on the wireless. They're a little bit scared, our fellas are, of shooting anyone up and that sort of thing. So one had to... you really had to be a bit of a pig to get them to do as you want them to do and tell them to go back along a certain route and do certain things and so on. I mean, if I'd known you were going to go into all this detail, I mean, I could... I don't know if I can find any records of things like this where I could give you an idea of what was going on. But, you see, you're not only your own company up there, you're taking them back. I had a gunner rep with me, and he would be he'd be bringing down artillery fire and all sorts of things, which you had to control and had to know where it was going to, and so on. And when you went back, you didn't like to make much noise because your company behind, as they always were, I was always in the front company, might think you were an enemy and shoot you up and that sort of business. It's all very, very complicated.
Now, several people have said that A Company were always a front company and it wasn't fair. What would you say to that?
They probably say that A Company was always the front company because the commanding officer thought I was the chap to command the front company. Do you know what I mean? I don't know whether that was the reason, but that we were always in front, my company. And obviously I had to control things, basically, and would... I controlled it by my shooting the gunners. I used to control the guns and so on. I don't know if I've got any books.
It's okay. What did you think of Colonel Allibar? What was he like?
John Allibar? Oh, he was all right, but I don't think he was a... He didn't bother me much.
Was he a good colonel? I mean, did he know his stuff, or...?
Well, it's very difficult to tell, you see. You don't know how the brigade people reacted to him, you know what I mean? I never had any bother with him. I always told him what I was doing, and he never told me what to do. He knew what I was going to do, or at least... I told him within a little how I was running things, and he always agreed.
What did you think of the regimental sergeant major, Gillespie? Was it Gillespie?
No.
Gilchrist.
Well, he had his points, but he wasn't what I call... You see, a lot of people would have thought he was a big... blustering, useless bugger, you see. But in fact, that was his job, in a way. But I wouldn't have had him instead of Boxall, for instance.
You preferred Paul Boxall?
Well, I prefer Paul Boxall because he knew me and I knew Boxall. And if I wanted anything done in a certain way, I could say that. He was a jolly good chap.
What did you think of Company Sergeant Major Bert Fitt? I know he wasn't with
Fitt.
You, but he was a character.
Fitt was all right. He was a... But Fitt had... he'd been a soldier and he'd been about a bit and he'd done some work. You see, Boxall, bless his heart, was jolly good. But he wasn't, he didn't have the experience that Fitt had. Fitt was a big, blustering sort of chap, and the fellas would, you know, shit themselves and go against him in any way. Now, he was a tremendous chap, FET. I never got wrong with FET. Neither did I get wrong with many people. There were certain chaps that I didn't think much about.
Who were they?
Does it say there much in there about company?
Do you know who your second lieutenants were? You know, you
Yeah, I know them. I know them well, but it's a question of the names at the moment. I can't remember.
Were they good? Did you have a good crowd of second?
Yes, they were all right. They within the limits of what they had to do. Do you know what I mean?
What do you think was their job? What was the role of a platoon commander? You know,
a platoon commander? Well, what I wanted from a platoon commander was, I would say we've got a certain patrol to do tonight. You see what I mean? Can you give me certain people, or would you take out so and so and so and so? Or when I was detailing them to take a patrol out, I wanted to know whether they knew the chaps that they would go with or who would go with them. And on the whole, most of the platoon commanders weren't bad. Some weren't so good. But I think all of my chaps were reasonable fellas. What I would like to do is find out, look through some of my books which I've got. You know, you've got there one of those things. Does it say anything about A Company in there?
It does, yes, but I mean, it's really what you remember now we're looking for. I mean, rather than what you read in the book. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
What about your command post? Because you were on the finger, weren't you, for a long time? The finger feature.
On the finger, yeah.
What was your command post like there? Can you describe that?
Well, yeah. It was about half the size of this room, where you had a what's his name? You had an exchange in it. Part of the exchange, a little bit off, you had an exchange, but I had in their control of it, you see. It would be in a position where I could see quite a lot, but not right forward, because if I was forward, I couldn't see what was going on behind and so on.
Who would be in there with you?
Well, your Sergeant Major used to be there most of the time, but he'd be there, plus your batman. I can't even remember who my batman was. They never were very good. That's what you found there. You see, if a chap was all that good, he'd be a lance corporal in charge of a platoon, or not a platoon, but a patrol or something like that. Now, they were, you'd have your own place there, and your batman would go and get your food. I used to cook a lot of the time myself.
You didn't let the servant do it, the batman do it?
Well, yes, but I mean, he couldn't do much with that. You see, you've no idea, they sitting down in a trench, you see, in a place like this, which was all muck and so on, and you made things, so you had a fire down below there. That's what your batman used to do. He used to get your petrol and that sort of thing. And they spent a lot of time making yourself comfortable. When you said comfortable as you could be. You know what I mean? And you had, coming from your sergeant major, had his own bunker. And but he would have a communication trench from it, and your signals would be not far from you, you see. And they would all connect one with the other, these with communication trenches, and you'd you go round and you have a look at your platoons and so on, and you go along and you'd see quite a number of chaps there as you went round. It was.
What about setting up fire, defensive fire plans and things like that? Would you be involved, or would you leave it to your?
No. You. What you would do is, your platoons were sighted in such a way as mutual support. Can you see what I mean? You had a platoon. One would be forward. One would be two of them would be forward, and one would be slightly behind. So you had all-round protection. And they would have, each of the platoons would have an observation spot where they could look out and see what was happening and so on. Now, it's a difficult thing to describe this. You went round and you visited the chaps, and your one thing was to see if the morale was all right, too.
And how was their morale?
Well, they were all right if you were all right with them, you know what I mean? If you... I believe there's... You see, the trouble is, I don't know what other companies are like. I never had any trouble with my company, not as far as the men were concerned. There are certain times when you felt a bit guilty because you were pushing somebody out there, you know, a couple of times more than they felt they ought to go. But I always felt my chaps were all right, and they would you know, stand by me, and I'd stand by them.
Were you aware of the difference between regulars and, say, National Servicemen? Were you very conscious of the difference between them?
Oh, no, you weren't conscious of them. Most of mine were National Servicemen.
What did you think of National Servicemen? Do you think it was a good idea? I mean, were they good men in the front line?
Well, of course they were. They in fact, when you're in positions like that, it's a man's character that matters, not his what he serves, you know, whether he was a regular soldier or not. Occasionally you'd get a chap who would, you know, you had to watch out to see if they were getting letters and that sort of thing, and that they were writing and that sort of thing, and they would occasionally come along, and a fellow would come along and say, "I haven't heard," or something or other, you know. It was welfare on a company basis, and if it got bigger and worse, it would then go on a battalion. You'd go send him back or something like that. But I don't think I had to send any of my fellows back very often. You know, they were all very good, and a lot depends on the atmosphere you have with your company.
Now, what would a typical day be like for you then, when you were, say, on the finger? What would you do in a typical day?
Well, you'd wake. You'd go out and find out from each platoon whether anything was happening, whether they'd seen or heard anything, you know, or they'd come and tell you what had happened out in front. A lot of the time, you didn't know what the hell was going on, you know what I mean? You couldn't, on a night like this, you couldn't see very far. And you'd find out whether the colour sergeant brought them up the food and that sort of thing. All those sort of things, you know, a lot of it was welfare as well as their fighting ability. To make certain they got what they should have and so on. And most of them, I think you'll find, anyway, I found with my company, if you treated them as though they were reasonable chaps, they acted like reasonable chaps.
Would you have to go to O groups, the colonel's O groups?
Oh, yes, occasionally you'd have to go, not very often.
What would a typical O group be like?
Well, there'd be a company commanders there, possibly the IO, the intelligence officer, the colonel himself, and so on. But generally, you see, he would tell you a little bit more what he knew from brigade that had come forward from other battalions. But they were more concerned with what I knew. They, you see, I was one of the chaps that was in front, and I knew what was going on much better than what the CO or anybody else did. And you would go there and you would tell people what was going on. The fact that, you know, chaps weren't getting the food they ought to, or that... keep yourself dry and so on. All this was part of living in the dirt. That's what it meant.
Would you go out into no man's land much, or would you normally leave that to your platoon commanders? Would you? I mean, in other words, would you lead patrols at all?
I did. I probably led patrols more than most company commanders because I was forward. Well, forward. Can you see what I mean? And I had to know more. And
what do you remember of a typical patrol?
Well, generally what happened was you went out and you led the patrol. Or you might have asked somebody to go out in front of you, but that wouldn't expect. You don't expect to go out and... not be in charge and not be right up to date with everything. You know what I mean? A lot of times you'd come to an obstacle and you had to get the patrol across. I remember going on one patrol where I was up to here in water, you know what I mean?
What? Up to your neck.
Oh, yes, and all sorts of things like that, you know, going across the river and quite a big river. Oh, it's... You don't mince words when you're out on a thing like that. You can't afford to. And your chaps, you would make certain that when you were going out or doing anything that you had protection all around wherever possible. And the amount of times you'd fall over, you hope somebody came along and picked you up. You know? No, it's a difficult thing to describe.
Do you remember your time in the Sami Chon Valley? I think that's what you're referring to with the river, the Sami Chon Valley.
The Sami Chon Valley, yes, that's where most of it took place. I mean, we were there for months. It wasn't just, we weren't mobile or moving all the time. We were there, we did move occasionally when we were going up to the position. But I probably stayed in the line longer than anyone. And one began to know so many things about the country in front, the country to your side. You saw something happening. We had the Americans on our right at one time, and they didn't let us know what they ought to have done. At times, on the other hand, you were always telling them what was going on.
What did you think of the American troops?
Well, they seemed. They always had more men and more weapons in a way than we did. But I would rather have had a British battalion on my right, American battalion.
Was there much Chinese shell fire or sniping that you were aware of?
Ah, yes, there was quite a number of times when something happened. And we used to get these shells coming over occasionally. But not as much as what we used to push over to them at times. Yeah, anything else? Go on.
What are your main memories? Are there any things we haven't picked up on from the time in Korea? Because I think that's what we'll concentrate on. Any things you haven't mentioned?
Well, keeping yourself clean, that was all these sort of things. Where you got your water from?
Well, tell us about that. Where did you get your water from, and how did you keep yourself clean?
Well, you had to work out. You used to have so many jerry cans, and they would come up, and you'd change them over, and your color sergeant would have to check to see that you got them there. And the food would come up the same way, and we had a place where we made a dining hall out of, and all this, and it was all done, so it was underground, more or less. And sometimes you'd... I was trying to think of some of the things that used to happen now. You'd find that sometimes, now for instance, you'd be sitting in waiting for your stuff to come up, and there'd be a hell of a bombardment going on, so you wouldn't get the stuff you expected straight away. But you always had enough to sort of to settle yourself with. You always kept a little in reserve.
Did you always make sure your men washed and shaved? Would you make sure that...
Well, no. What I did was my company, my platoon commanders with. That was their job, not me. No, they would not only do that, they had to see that the fellas had their hair cut occasionally, you know what I mean. The clothing had to be washed and cleaned. And towels, yeah, I mean, things like towels. Now, you'd be surprised the amount of times you needed a dry towel and you couldn't get one because it was bad weather outside. Your boots, your color sergeant used to make certain that the chaps had all the boots they required and all the kit they had, the socks and so on. This was generally, a lot of it, the personal stuff, was down to platoon commanders. But eventually, I, as the company commander, would have to see that the platoon commanders were doing their jobs, you know what I mean, and that these chaps were being seen after, all right. What else do you want to know? Say there was a patrol out, and they would come back, and if anyone was hit, or there was anybody, your main thing was to get them back, you know what I mean? And you'd get on to your battalion, and they'd get somebody to come up and take fellas back. Or a fella would report sick with some stupid little thing, and you had to make certain he went back if it was a reasonable request. And you had to have them paid, they had to have money. Not that that made much difference, you know, I mean, they used to use their money as they wanted to. Some of them would go and get 3 days off somewhere, they'd go off somewhere and that would be allocated by the platoon commander. And you would check. Then somebody would come in and have a complaint against somebody else, and you'd deal with that.